This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 10 Sep 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny, with mild temperatures making it a pleasant day to be outside. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly. Jerusalem is also enjoying clear skies. Meanwhile, Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. As night falls, expect a warm evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel earlier today, Hamas reports an Israeli strike in Gaza has killed a top operative, Farah Hamed, who was freed in the 2011 Shalit deal. The military has yet to confirm the killing but acknowledges launching strikes on Tuesday. Also, according to Walla, Iran is pushing for escalation, attempting at least three times this week to target American warships, including an aircraft carrier, with advanced missiles. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports Human Rights Watch has condemned Hezbollah's use of cluster munitions against Israel, suggesting it may constitute a war crime. Separately, Ynet informs us that the Houthis have seized a key Yemeni port, advancing toward the Bab el-Mandeb Strait amid fierce fighting with Saudi-backed forces. And finally, Israel Hayom shares an interview with Ofer Winter, who challenges Likud's intentions, stating, "Does Likud want to bring me down? First, let them bring down Hamas." Here's what people are saying online. Monica Marks noted just a short time ago that Mayor Zohran Mamdani will attend a 9/11 memorial mass in New York, following attempts to keep him away from Ground Zero ceremonies. Nadav Eyal mentioned earlier today that sources confirm a conversation between MBZ and Netanyahu, warning of significant escalation in Gaza before it occurred. Ynet Global highlighted the Houthi seizure of a key Yemeni port earlier today, noting the group's advance toward the strategic Bab el-Mandeb Strait. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli strike in Gaza, the Times of Israel explains that Farah Hamed was a prominent figure in Hamas. His death could escalate tensions in the region. The military's acknowledgement of strikes aimed at weapon depots adds to the ongoing conflict, impacting civilians caught in the crossfire. Turning to Iran's actions, Walla outlines that Tehran's recent targeting attempts on American warships reflect a growing boldness. These actions raise the stakes for U.S. involvement in the region, potentially drawing further international attention and military response. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post's report on Hezbollah's use of cluster munitions highlights a serious concern for international law. Human Rights Watch's condemnation reflects the indiscriminate nature of these weapons, posing long-term dangers to civilians even after hostilities end. This adds pressure on global diplomatic efforts to address such violations. Looking at the situation in Yemen, Ynet details the strategic significance of the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. The Houthi advancement could disrupt crucial maritime trade routes, affecting regional and global economic interests. The intensifying conflict signals potential for broader regional instability. And finally, Ofer Winter's comments to Israel Hayom suggest internal political tensions. His refusal to align with certain political factions highlights divisions within Israeli politics at a time when unity against external threats is crucial. On the economic front, first, Katek reports that the defense startup Covenant has emerged from stealth mode, securing $250 million in funding. The company, with a valuation of over $1 billion, focuses on developing advanced long-range weaponry. Separately, Walla Business reveals a massive theft suspicion at Dor Alon, involving about 40 million shekels stolen from gas stations over the past 2 years. This incident raises concerns about internal controls and security measures within the company. And finally, from Globes, Italy is becoming increasingly popular with Israeli tourists. 11 destinations are now directly reachable from Tel Aviv, coinciding with the Jewish holidays and the fall travel season. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.